Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the society today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Thank you for tuning in today and being with us. Before we get started, I'd like to give you an opportunity to listen to a live show. You can dial 323-580-5712 and listen into a live show. You can also email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com, the letter C as in car, MR, MOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Feel free to check out my blog to find out about my books, materials, and where I may be doing my performances if they're in your area. My blog is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at CMrMotivator. The letter C as in car, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. If you're just tuned in with us for the first time, and you that listen to us on a regular basis, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Our show today speakers and comedians. There are opportunities for speakers and comedians. So, where does that leave you? Do you feel that you have a skill, a talent, a knack in these areas? If you do, stay with this broadcast today, because we want to give you some ideas, give you some strategies that can help you hone in on these special gifts. If you know that you possess them, there is a world out there waiting for you. They're waiting to pay you for rendering services. But now let me tell you this. Don't look at being a speaker or being a comedian for the money. I mean, don't look at the money only, because the money is good, but it's great. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of hard work, preparation, and dedication that goes into this, but it is a life worth going for if you possess these special talents and abilities, and this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. Now, most of you know me. Know that I am a motivational speaker, stand-up comedian. I'm an author, actor, and, of course, radio host. But I didn't get to where I got to overnight. It took a lot of work, and it took years for me to get to where I am today. But I am in my element. I am in a place that I'm fulfilled, and I wake up every day enthused and excited because I enjoy what I do, and I was doing it before I even thought about doing it as a career. I did it because it was just there for me to do. I enjoyed making people laugh. I enjoyed motivating people. And I saw those things work for me early in life. As an educator, I was able to use these skills to motivate students. And also at the same time, to keep them from being bored, I used my humor. And a lot of the students loved coming to my classroom because they got education, they got motivation, and they got humor. And it made their day seem more fun and interesting. That's what people want in life. People want ideas. They want solutions. They want things that can help them overcome the obstacles that they're dealing with. And at the same time, we all have things to overcome. There are sometimes deaths in the family. There may be a death in the family, or a loved one may be sick or ill, or some type of tragic event has happened. And a little bit of entertainment can help heal a wound. And the psychologists and psychiatrists tell you that laughter is good for individuals. There's information all over the place that tells you laughter helps people to live longer. It helps them to overcome a lot of things. And laughter gets them off of the problem or situation that they're dealing with, even if it's for a short time. But laughter helps them escape from where they are into a place where there's joy and there's excitement. What is it that you like to do today? Now, if you're the type of person and you're around your family, around your girlfriend, you're cracking corny jokes, and you think that's all it takes because your girlfriend or your wife laughs at your jokes, you got to know for sure that you have something. And it's best to experiment, to do a test run. For me, my relatives and cousins tell me that in grade school, I was entertaining them. And I have classmates that tell me in elementary school, I was entertaining them when the teacher would leave out of the classroom. They said that I would do things or say things to that had them cracking up. And because it's been a long time ago, I couldn't remember that. But when I attended my high school class reunion, that's when I found out that I was working in some of the skills and the gifts that I use today. I was doing some of those things even back then in elementary school. And I had no idea that I could do those things and make money as I'm blessed to make today. Now people contact me for events, and they bring me in and they pay me. And it's great to do something that you enjoy doing, and then they give you a paycheck at the end when you get through, even if it's 30 minutes of comedy or 1 hour of motivation. To get that check is the greatest feeling in the world. Let's look at you. What is it right now? What do you want to do? You think you're funny. You think, okay, let's put it to the test. If you feel that you have something, why not sit down and write out some goals? List some things that you can do to focus on moving forward with your gift. Now, on this list that you're making out for yourself to set goals, the first thing you want to put on there, you want to put what your goal is. Do you want to be a motivational speaker? Do you want to be a life coach? Or do you want to be a stand-up comedian? Okay, now there are some people that do all three because they have skills that qualify them for each of those areas. But it's good to set goals and start where you are right now at the current. So on your goal sheet, state that this is my goal, to become a motivational speaker. Okay, now once you put that goal down, the next thing is to list reasons why you have not ventured out. List the things that may be getting in your way from fulfilling this goal. Okay, and after you do that, the next thing is to list maybe five or six things that can help you today get this started. Now, one thing you may want to list is books. An expert should perfect his craft. Now, if you're serious, an architect reads architecture books. A preacher reads his Bible and other biblical books to make sure he's well-versed in the subject. An actor reads books and magazines about acting. So write down books and set a goal to go purchase books in the area that you want to target for yourself. If you plan on being a motivational speaker, there are tons of motivational books. Okay, if you want to be a life coach, there are books that will help you on focusing in that area. If you want to be a stand-up comedian, there are books that will get you going in that particular area. Now, one book I recommend to anyone who's focusing or planning on being a stand-up comedian is The Comedy Bible by, I think her name is Judy Carter. And I highly recommend it to stand-up comedians if you plan on doing stand-up comedy, if you're comical, and most comedians write their material. Some are fortunate to have good writers who create things for them, but if you write your own materials, I highly recommend The Comedy Bible by Judy Carter. That book really helped me, and it got me going. Another thing you can do is write down some places that you can go to perfect your craft. For stand-up comedians, there are certain nights at comedy clubs during the week, they call them open mic night. And this is a night where they have customers, people that come out to the comedy clubs. And a lot of the comedians who come out and perform are amateurs. And, of course, you get no pay, but it gives you an opportunity to use your skill and find out how effective you are with making people laugh. And it gives you an opportunity to get to improve yourself and get better and to hone in on what it is that people really like about you, what it is that they enjoy hearing you talk about, and that will be a great asset. And there are tons and tons of comedy clubs in your local city that will allow you to do that. All you have to do is go online and get a list of those comedy clubs and call them up and find out when they have open mic night and go out there and get started. How did Mr. Motivator get started? What got me into doing stand-up comedy? Well, actually, I wasn't always comfortable standing in front of people, and I wanted to find out how I could be more comfortable with standing in front of an audience and approaching people. And because of me working for at a certain particular company, and I was working in the sales industry. My supervisors recommended that I go out and enroll in a course or go someplace where I could get training in that particular area. And so I did. And one of the groups that I got started with that helped me, one of the organizations, is called Toastmasters International. I joined a local Toastmasters club, and I went in to learn how to do presentations so I could be comfortable standing in front of groups. But I had not thought about doing speaking for a career. I had not thought about doing comedy. I just went in to do it so that I could advance on my job. But when I got there and started doing the speeches and working out of the training manuals, I began to grow really fast. And before I knew anything, they wanted me to do a humorous speech, and I did that particular course. And after I did my humorous speech, I didn't think that it was funny or anything was different about it. I just did what I had to do with the course man. But the group I was working with liked my speech, my humorous speech, and they entered me in a divisional contest. I attended the divisional contest, and there were lots and lots of other participants. I had no idea. I didn't think nobody would even notice me. But when I went up and did my humorous speech, people were laughing all over the place, and all of a sudden, I didn't know anything. I received a trophy for a first-place trophy for the humorous speech contest. And before I knew, and after that, someone, I don't know who it was, but they sent my name to a local comedy club, and I was contacted by the comedy club, and they wanted me to come in and appear and do some comedy, and it just took off from there, and I enjoyed it, and since that time, I have not regretted going out and doing stand-up comedy and doing motivational speaking, because I love it. I mean, it's in my genes. And folks, you know, the interesting part is that my daughters don't like standing, don't like talking in front of people. They're very private individuals. And now what's so amazing, I'm seeing my daughters use some of the same skills that I've been blessed with. They are great speakers and entertainers, and it's a natural thing, and they're enjoying it. And my oldest daughter does it all the time, and she is getting better and better with it. And I'm very proud to see them having fun and doing things that they enjoy doing, especially when it's speaking. Believe it or not, we need better communicators in corporations. We need better communicators on jobs. And when you are a speaker, it gives you the ability to create a visual picture that to help people mentally understand what you're communicating. And if you have that type of skill or gift, there are doors, there are opportunities open for you, waiting for you, that will allow you to make lots of money. And in a report that I was looking at just recently, it talked about some of the entertainers and how much a lot of them make. And even if you're an entertainer, especially if you're a comedian, and maybe you're out there, according to the U.S. labor statistics, independent performers, including comedians, make an annual mean wage of $44,430. I mean, these are comedians that aren't well known. These are just comedians who have not gone beyond, gone to the point where they're highly sought out and they're known all over the place. These are just average comedians that no one knows about, and they're earning over $44,000 a year, okay? And again, like I say, remember that persistence is the key to becoming a great comedian. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Overnight successes are very rare. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes guts. It takes boldness to get out there in front of a lot of people and to try to make them laugh. I'm not going to say it's easy, but if you have a skill, if you have a gift in that area, I believe that you should pursue it. Think about it. How many people do you know that have already gone from this world? They're no longer here. And they possess some of these skills. They had these talents. But for some reason or another, they were not able to use them. And I think that when you get into your area, you are in your element. And I often talk about my uncle wanted me to understand something. And when I was hanging around with him, I was a small boy. My uncle grabbed some fish, and he grabbed this big fish and took it out of the bucket. He took it out of the trough or whatever he had the fish in, and he put him on the table. He wanted me to look at that fish. He said, "Now look at him. Doesn't he look like something that's lost? Look at the way it's moving and wiggling." He said, "He's uncomfortable being out of the water and up here on this table, son. Now watch what happens. Come on, I want you to walk with me over to the creek. Watch this fish." So I walked over with my uncle. He put that fish back out of the water, and he said, "Now watch this." When that fish took off, it was amazing watching that fish in the water. I could not catch up with him. His ability to just move all over the place and just operate in that water was just amazing. Why? Because the fish was in his element. That fish knew that his world was the lake, the ocean, the creek. He knew where he was comfortable at. And all of a sudden, I saw his intelligence. I saw his brilliance in that water. Guess what, folks? It's the same thing with you. When you get in your element, when you get in your element, people see your geniuses because this is what you have within you, and you've tapped into it, and people look up to you. They admire you. I admire that fish because I could not swim the way that fish could swim. I could not maneuver the way he maneuvered in the water. When you are in your element, people are going to admire you. They're going to respect you because they know that's your arena, that's your world. And you are the dominant in your world because that's what you were blessed with. You got to tap into it. You know, we talked, my friends and I, there were many days we would watch some of our favorite basketball players, and man, I love to watch Michael Jordan go into the zone. And when Michael Jordan would go into the zone, it did not matter how much who they put on him, or if they put double coverage on him. When he went into the zone, it was like he was in his element. He only saw one thing, and that was the basket, and him scoring that basket or him dunking in that basket, whatever it took for his team to win that game. And I saw the same thing with Magic Irvin Johnson. Magic was just a phenomenal key player. And to watch him get out there and use his skills, his brilliance to pass that ball and to move that team forward, it was simply amazing. Are you in your element? Are you in your zone? Are you headed to your zone? I'm talking to somebody right now. It's time for you to take a close look at yourself and where you are, where you want to go in life. Do you want to reach up in the air, reach for the clouds, and pull down a handful of stars? If that's what you want to do, it's time for you to step out. It's time for you to step out of the boat and pursue the thing that's within you. If you pursue it, and the main thing, as long as money is not your main motivator, you can prove to people that you actually have what it takes. And again, in your goals list, you can go to a number of clubs. You can attend corporate conventions. There are so many opportunities for you to hone in on this gift. There are even people that go on cruise ships and they speak. They do comedy. They sing. They entertain people. And they are in their element. Their world is happy. It's full of happiness because they are doing the things that they were designed to do. They have discovered their purpose, and they are experiencing fulfillment in their lives. It's time for you to decide where you want to go. I also recommend you doing like me. You can go to a local Toastmasters club and get involved and work towards improving your skills. And again, order books. I would also like to recommend getting DVDs, getting CDs of the best life coaches that are out there, the ones that motivate you. Or if they're stand-up comedians, if they're motivational speakers, you know, you have so many great people out there. You have Les Brown, you have Tony Robbins. All these guys are so awesome, and they really know how to motivate you. There's Brian Tracy, there's Jim Rohn, there's Brian Dodge. All of these guys have motivated me because they are the best at motivating people. These guys are some of the most dynamic speakers in the world, and when they speak, you see a visual, you get the picture of where you want to go. Again, it's up to you. Notice that and if you want to be a stand-up comedian, every comedian has a different persona. There's Chris Rock, who is the angry man. You have Adam Sandler. He's a naive and silly kind of guy. Dennis Miller is great with political issues. You have to decide what type of stage persona that you want to develop. And don't steal a professional comedian's material. Now, that's not cool. Don't steal anybody's material or imitate their personality. Folks, everyone has a story to tell. Nobody can tell your story the way you can. You have to be yourself. You got to tell your story. Now, folks, we want you to set goals. And if you want to take advantage of these opportunities that exist in the world of speaking, being a stand-up comedian, or even a life coach, this is your hour of power. This is your time. And I want to encourage you to work towards that goal. Now, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me or contact me. I just want to thank all of you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. And I will cover more material at a point in time. I'll probably bring the guest so we can go a little bit more in-depth. But I just wanted to give you something to get you stirred up today, to get you inspired to pursue your goals and to do the things that you want to do in life. Folks, we want to, again, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Please feel free to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Cal, MRMOTIVATOR. Folks, again, this is your life. Success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Thank you for tuning in today. Hey, we love you. We look forward to seeing you at the same time next week for another exciting broadcast. Don't forget to tell your friends to tune in to the Mr. Motivated Show. And if you're in the area and I'm doing some comedy, a motivational speaker, please come out. I would love to meet you. And also, I would like to autograph your book. You have a great day. Enjoy yourself. And again, think about you. Thank you. Have a great evening.